A longtime Alaska Native leader and executive director of the Nanuk Commission died recently. Charlie Johnson, an Inupiat from the Nome area, passed away on April 12th. He was 72. Johnson's list of accomplishments and titles stretches across decades. He was a former chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives, as well as a former leader of Kowarik and the Bering Straits Native Association. He is being remembered by friends and co-workers as a man who worked tirelessly for Native issues, but also stayed deeply involved with his family. Nanuk Commission Deputy Director Jack O'Miluk and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Susie Miller sat down to talk about their colleague and friend. Miller says Johnson built the Nanuk Commission.
But I think more importantly, he was a very strong advocate for co-management and decision-making abilities and involvement of Alaska Natives in issues that related to marine mammals, and in this case, in polar bears.
His vision was that the decisions and the choices that we made on behalf of the subsistence users of Alaska would have impacts far beyond just Alaska. And one of the cases in point would be our native-to-native agreement with the natives of Chukotka. His vision was to really bring some democracy to the other side.
Would you describe him as a born scientist? He had degrees in math and business administration, but certainly he was involved in a lot of science issues. Did that seem a natural role for him?
Yeah, I think he was a very analytical thinker, and for that reason, he was an advisor to people within the Fish and Wildlife Service and also other groups like the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, the Arctic Science Research Commission, and many others.
He understood that science was a tool, and he was able to marry it very well with sort of his political influence and his broader vision.
What impact did he have on marine mammal and subsistence issues in Alaska?
He brought, I think, a true ability or shared responsibility for Alaska Natives to be in a decision-making role for issues that affect the Bering Chukchi Sea's polar bears through establishment of a four-party commission that involved both a federal and a Native representative from Russia and from the U.S., together to make decisions about how polar bears are managed in that region.
One of the things that I learned pretty quickly after working with him was that there was always a solution. And he was very quick to identify issues that may become a problem in the future or issues that were unaddressed, and that was sort of naturally what led him to get involved in marine mammal management. And very early it was clear that he sort of had an unconventional method. He was able to identify things and then provide solutions.
Do either of you have a favorite story, or both of you perhaps have a favorite story that you'd like to share about Charlie?
Well, it's not so much a story, but just an honor. Back in 2001, when my daughter was born, he was the one who gave her her Eskimo name, Ikituk, and that was a great honor to me and my family.
The thing that I think about most was Charlie was genuinely compassionate. He was a very, very nice man. At times, he could walk into a room of dignitaries and command their attention, but he never let anybody he ever met feel less than he was. He welcomed everybody with a smile, a laugh, a handshake, a hug, and then he'd tell a story. One of his messages that he used to like to relay to me was, always let everybody leave with their dignity.
Wildlife biologist Susie Miller and Jack O'Miluk remembering their friend and colleague, Charlie Johnson.